You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources continues an air quality advisory until noon today. The smoke from Canadian wildfires is causing the issue. Conditions are expected to improve slowly today, but things may remain smoky, hazy, and unpleasant through the weekend. After only 7 months in his position, Ronald Sari, the interim head of Wrightstown Schools, is resigning, effective tomorrow. A joint statement from the school district and Sari said that following recent changes to the school board, the boards decided to pursue new leadership. Sari was named interim administrator in January when Superintendent Andy Space retired early. Since then, the school board of seven gained four new members following a recall, an election, and resignations of other board members. An Appleton paper products manufacturer is in trouble with the U.S. Department of Labor for exposing employees to dangerous energy and machine guarding hazards after an employee lost two fingertips. OSHA conducted three investigations at Progressive Converting Incorporated. The OSHA citations allege three repeat, 13 serious, and three other than serious violations for failing to guard machinery properly, not having energy control procedures, and not providing proper training for employees. Progressive Converting now has 15 days to pay a $280,000 fine, request a conference with OSHA, or contest the findings. Onyx Partners is buying 119 JCPenney stores, including the one in the Fox River Mall. The $947 million deal is expected to close in September. There's no word on what will happen to the Grand Chute store. JCPenney has nine other locations in Wisconsin, including one in Ashwaubenon, that will not be affected by the sale. I've lost count at how many there are, but Savannah Tomei Olson reports on another lawsuit that Wisconsin is filing against the Trump administration.
The state has been part of dozens of these cases now. One of the latest is over funding to Planned Parenthood. The new federal budget cuts off all Medicaid money for healthcare services at Planned Parenthood. Now, federal funding cannot be used to support any abortion costs. It's been that way since the Hyde Amendment was first passed in 1977. So this provision in the federal budget cuts off Medicaid reimbursement for other services in healthcare, like cancer screenings, wellness exams, and birth control. Attorney General Josh Call said the provision was a horrendous policy and an attack on both Planned Parenthood and access to health care.
The feds haven't changed their minds about Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan. Stuart J. Waddles has the latest.
The feds haven't changed their minds about Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan. UrbanMilwaukee.com reports there was a filing from federal prosecutors this week arguing against her claim that she's immune from prosecution. It's the case accusing her of obstructing an ICE arrest. Prosecutors say her legal team's arguments stretch judicial immunity too far and ignore that judges can be charged with crimes even if they step outside their judicial role. A magistrate judge earlier this month recommended that the case move forward. U.S. District Judge Lynn Edelman will make the final call on whether the case goes to trial. A date on when a decision might come isn't known.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers in D.C. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers open a three-game road trip this weekend against the Nationals. The crew making moves before the trade deadline, adding an outfielder, Brandon Lockridge from the Padres. In exchange, they traded lefty Nestor Cortez and an infielder prospect. The Brewers also traded for a pair of pitchers from Arizona, right-hander Shelby Miller and lefty Jordan Montgomery for a player to be named later. Both of those pitchers currently on the injured list, Montgomery out for the year. NFL, the Packers with another practice in pads, and then tomorrow night's family night inside Lambeau Field. Matt LaFleur on his strict rules regarding fights on the field.
I just think it's always important to remember that if you do anything in a game, you're going to get penalized for it, and it's going to hurt the team. So I think it's important that you keep your composure in practice as well and do all the little things the right way so that if something transpires in a game that you don't react the wrong way.
That's the Packers' Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Getting fired from any job is never easy, but when you're an actor on a big show, it's more public and can mess with an actor's psyche and confidence. Even actors with a track record and solid resume are not immune from being launched from a project. Actor Rupert Everett told Vanity Fair he was fired without explanation and will not be in season 5 of Emily in Paris. The Netflix show contradicted Everett, saying he was not exactly fired, but was hired as a guest star and was never promised another season. Either way, the My Best Friend's Wedding actor still thought he had a job and says he spent 2 weeks in bed depressed. He might not have to wait long for his phone to ring, though, as fellow My Best Friend's Wedding alum Dermot Mulroney recently told the New York Post that there are rumors floating that there could be a sequel to the Julia Roberts film in the near future. I don't know about that. Might be too soon. The Law & Order franchise has been teasing its viewers for years regarding a romance between detectives Olivia Benson and Elliot Stabler, played respectively by Mariska Hargitay and Christopher Maloney. Fans on social media have been asking when it will happen. Maloney recently told the New York Post he's been trying to get them to hook up for a long time. Hargitay says she is enjoying the flirt game and is keeping an open mind about the situation. Maloney currently stars in Law & Order Organized Crime, and Hargitay is in her I Lost Count season of Law & Order SVU. DC Studios may have made a lot of money over the years, but they haven't had a film that's reached the $300 million plateau domestically since 2022. Thanks to James Gunn's Superman just crossed the mark. This is the 9th DC movie to reach $300 million here in the U.S. The last DC film to hit that mark was The Batman 3 years ago. I'm sure DC would like even more cha-ching, so be sure to check out Superman, which is still in theaters. When it comes to TV or movies, there is nothing like momentum. The Gilded Age is currently in its third season, and all arrows are pointing up. The show is tracking 25% more than its previous season, and still has 2 episodes left of season 3. HBO has already renewed the show for a 4th season, social media chatter is up 60%, and Rotten Tomatoes has season 3 at 95% fresh. If all that weren't enough, last week's episode reached a series high in viewers at 4.5 million in the first 3 days of release. Looks like we have no excuse now not to check it out. If you're a fan of the show Luther with Idris Elba or the original version of The Office with Ricky Gervais, you'll have another option for viewing. HBO and BritBox, which specializes in UK mysteries, comedies, and dramas, have struck a deal where HBO will stream 15 BritBox shows during the months of August and September. The goal of both companies? Get so many viewers they can charge as much as Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires here this afternoon. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down into the 50s tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.